There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Lots coming up this hour in conversation at 343-0106. Also works for the text line. And I want to start off with my buddy Angelo from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Talk about what's going on at the shop. And then I got some questions. A question from the text line as well for you. Angelo, hey, what's up?
Hey, man, how you doing on this crazy day?
I'm good. They're all seemingly crazy these days. So let's talk about precious metals and buying precious metals at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry.
And gold and silver prices have actually dropped a little bit over the last couple of days. We still have good inventory here, so we've had a lot of people coming in, taking advantage of that, picking up some gold and silver bars, some 1 ounce gold coins, you know, 1 ounce silver coins, lots of different items. They've been busy looking, picking and choosing, talking about all of that. Because you know that old adage, you're supposed to buy low and sell high, and people are picking up on that and trying to make that happen.
And also, just to put another wrinkle in this, but it's a good one, is you get this idea when we say precious metals, everybody's picturing like ingots or whatever, you know, just like bulk gold, bulk silver. But there's another way to do this, that you're balancing the value of that precious metal with the collectability of its form.
Well, absolutely. One of the things we've been selling a lot of lately are these Lion King silver coins. So it's a Disney Lion King product, officially licensed product, so it's collectible from that side. And a lot of the kids are absolutely thrilled to death with those coins. It's also an ounce of silver, so it's a win-win because you've got an ounce of silver, you've got this cool collectible piece, and that's one of many, many examples of the collectible items, the pop culture things that we carry here at the shop. Not just a bunch of boring bricks of gold and silver, which are pretty awesome, but look a little dull. We have some stuff that really looks cool as well. I mean, some of them are almost like little pieces of artwork. It's pretty amazing.
I get to, let me ask you this. This may be something we could talk about for a second or can be addressed on Two Guys and Some Change. So Skip had asked, he said, I would like to buy gold and silver, prepping for the day the dollar goes down, replaced by crypto, supposedly being developed by China and the U.S., so there are a lot of questions on how one is able to or not to cash in on metals while a government-controlled currency system via crypto. Like it's so, yeah, what do you – I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, if you do this and you're looking at the future, how do you then how do you move this back? And do you have to move it into fiat currency? How do you do this?
Well, there's a couple different ways of doing things. I mean, the simplest way is to sort of go back to the old-school way of doing things and barter and trade. It would be one of those things where, you know, I call you up and I say, hey, Sean, you know, I'm really looking for some, you know, some venison, you know, a couple hogs. Can you hook me up? And you go, yeah, what do you got? And I said, well, you know, I've got 20 ounces of silver. You know, can you, you know, fill up the freezer for me and we'll call it even. Well, all of a sudden you and I are trading in products that we have, your commodities of venison or pork bellies, so to speak, my commodity of gold and silver. We're trading back and forth and coming to terms with what people want. People don't realize we're already sort of trapped in this system right now because most of us are using credit cards, debit cards, things like that. And if there's ever a bank holiday where the federal government says, we're turning the banks off for a few days, they can actually do that. They can shut things down. It's happened in other parts of the world. All of a sudden, if you were shut down and did not have access to the money you have in your bank, that means your credit cards, your debit card, nothing worked. How would you get through those next 2, 3, 4 days? I mean, if you've got a stack of cash in the safe, then you're covered. But if all of a sudden people are panicking, worrying about, is that cash going to be worth anything? Are they going to reevaluate it? Is there going to be a new dollar? If you've got something like gold or silver or some other product that you can trade, you're covered because you've got something of value that somebody else out there will want, and that's how you start negotiating to figure out what's going to be the best deal for everybody.
Good. Interesting conversation, and maybe we'll catch that on an upcoming show. So let's do this. Remind people how to get to the store in the real world if they've not been there before, and then let's talk about Two Guys and Some Change, when they can check it out.
Yeah, so in the real world, Midtown, 2204 Government Street. You can call us 725-1590 or online, mobilebaycoins.com. Like and follow us on Facebook or on Instagram. If you want to learn a little bit more about gold and silver, you can check us out every Tuesday night on 106.5. Two Guys and Some Change is the radio show. It's also on the website, Two Guys and Some Change, as a podcast. And we've been doing the show for over a decade, but about a year and a half, almost 2 years' worth of shows out there on the website. So plenty of stuff to check out.
All right, Angelo, we will talk soon. I appreciate the update.
You have a good one, sir.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Let me say this before I even open the text line, which I don't know if somebody will get this as anybody. If I did that scenario with Angelo in some future time he's talking about, I would not trade him venison unless I had raised venison. I could trade him, like, actually, I probably could trade hogs because they're feral. But I get beef for my cows, yeah, you know, chickens, I could do that. If you trade venison for anything or any kind of wild game, you're in violation of the Lacey Act. Now, if we're in some kind of Mad Max kind of world, then I'm not worried about the Lacey Act. But in the meantime, you do not. You can gift wild game. I can gift you, a couple wood ducks or a venison backstrap. We cannot barter, trade, or sell. It's a violation. Just know that. Violation of the Lacey Act. So don't do that. All right. We'll get some calls here. Let me look at the. Now, come on. Come on, Ben. Ben, is there an Elvira coin, and is it a nice set, too? It's Friday. And I've lost institutional control of the show. So let's take some calls. Why the heck not? 343-0106. And Jay in Mobile is up next. Hey, Jay.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. I was listening to the show right before yours, and I'm just very, very upset about the comments of that. I use the term reporter. I don't know what he would call himself. Personality, Don Lemon.
Yeah, host or whatever, yeah.
He needs to be eliminated from the airwaves immediately, and so does Mr. Cuomo. For anyone to tolerate that type of thuggish behavior is ridiculous. Some people you can talk to, some you can't. So let me say this. I haven't been vaccinated, and there's a lot of people like me. And you know how sometimes the bully on the school ground picks the wrong person to pick on?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of us that are going to be the wrong people to pick on. So you people that are out there wanting to attack people that feel differently than you need to remember this. Don't do it because we need your help. Do it because it's healthier for you not to attack us. We've been attacked long enough as a group of people. We don't need any more bigotry against people because they're black, because they're Jewish, because they're Christian, because they're white, because they're Hispanic. Live and let live, and we'll all live a lot longer and healthier. Get rid of punks and thugs like Don Lemon and be nice to your neighbors. Do unto each other as you'd have them done unto you. It's that simple. God bless everyone and respect your neighbor.
Good, Jay. Appreciate your call. Yeah, and if you didn't catch what Jay's talking about, so Don Lemon, and he's done this at different levels before. This is not his first. So Don Lemon, CNN host Don Lemon, called on Americans to shun stupid, unvaccinated people, saying they should be left behind because they were harmful to the greater good. Which is, it goes back. This is a concept. I think it was like on Tuesdays. Was it Wednesday? Yeah. So. Well, my buddy Jeff was the last part of his show. I'll hop on with him before I come on. And he and I were talking about this. And I wonder, like, we talk about the leaves and the branches of a tree versus the roots, right? And meaning the semantics of this. And what Jay's saying is, Don Lemon has the right to say whatever he's going to say. And people can call him stupid and say he should be left behind. That's to me like leaves and branches, but I agree with you, Jay. But the root of how you get to your view of our republic, this is a tough one. And I have folks that are very liberal on this have made good arguments and good debates with me. I think I've won them, but they're back and forth. But where does that In other words, when Lemon says that those people should be left behind because they're harmful to the greater good, what is the purpose of our republic? And maybe this is where, you know what, I feel okay because I'm under the auspices of celebrating Constitution Day. What is the purpose of the government that we the people put together? Now, common defense comes in there, right? So you can say, wait, Sean, there's some common discussion of common. Yes. But more than common defense, how many times do we make reference to the individual and individual liberties in that? Now, that's a tough question. That's probably whenever I get around to doing the addendum podcast for this show, maybe we'll get into. But it's a tough question. Can that system set up by our founders that I love so dearly, as much as I don't sign on for the cult of personality and get rah, rah, rah about different candidates, right? I've never been able to. I get that way about the Constitution. I get that way about the founding documents of our republic. But can it live in today's world? I think it can, but people have made arguments that maybe it can't. And that you got the Don Lemon-minded people that are saying, no, in today's world, it's all about the greater good. The greater good and the talk about the greater good has led to incredible atrocities over the history, even recent history of the last 100 years. People have been rounded up, y'all. People have been sent away. People have been killed for the greater good. You know, it's just so these few individuals here, you know, that we can't bother with them because it's going to work against the greater good. One of the many things that makes me so happy and so proud to be an American citizen is we're a system that is based on, for a limited time only, still based on individuals and individual liberty. That's why I go through this whole discussion about the vaccine where I go, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. We talk about vaccines, talk about people getting vaccinated and, you know, benefits there. And it's, you know, people that see it as a one and done or people that see it as a way to mitigate the issues. I mean, the Attorney General just was talking about that with us last hour. At the same time, then people say, well, you talk out of both sides of your mouth. No, I don't. I can believe that at the same time, believe in the individual liberty of citizens to make choices on this. So, but I think the bigger and the root and the base of the tree, the big taproot of the longleaf pine on this, and I think is bears a better discussion. It's not the candy of daily back and forth partisan politics where it's, aha, our team scored a point. Our team scored a point. You're right. You're right. The root of this discussion is, are we still a republic based on protecting the individual and individual liberty? I think that's lost on a Don Lemon, right? I think he's not thinking that deeply into it. He's just, rah, right? He's just reacting. I mean, he says, I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid, he goes on to say, because they believed in his big lie. Lemon went on to make a unclear comparison between former President Donald Trump and the ongoing vaccine hesitancy in some communities. Let me go back to that for a second. How many times have I said this? It was under former President Donald Trump that Operation Warp Speed happened. He got the vaccine. Melania got the vaccine. And I'll tell you right now, if you look at the groups of Americans that are the lowest rates of unvaccination, yes, white Republican men are in there. That is a honest, true thing. You know what else? People of color. People of color in major metros are a group that is either leading as a percentage or just behind white Republican men. So don't tell me it's like such a simpleton's argument. Oh, it's Trump telling them through the secret, you know, the bat, whatever the thing they shine up in the sky, the bat symbol there to not get the vaccine. My foot. Lemon goes on to say, the people who are not getting vaccines who are believing the lies of the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them or leave them behind. What in exactly leaving behind? I don't. Now, we can talk more about this when we come back, but I think one of the bigger questions, deeper questions is, what is the purpose of this government we the people formed? Is it for the protection of individual liberty? Or if that is inconvenient, do you leave them behind, Don Lemon style, for what he considers to be the greater good?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 124 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Yeah, somebody, you know, earlier I talked about the FM Talk 106.5 app, and somebody said, what you mean to say it's a digital Leatherman? The reason I say digital multi-tool on that is because some of those, even though I like the Leathermans, I'm a throwback for the Leathermans, some of the Gerbers and the other multi-tools are still cool. So that's why I don't want to, like, box anybody out. The FM Talk 106.5 app waiting for you over at Google Play. If you're an Android user, or the App Store for iPhone users, just look for FMTALK 1065. And you'll see our logo, download the free app, and check it out. All kind of great stuff on there. Hey, speaking of great stuff and time savers here, This is something we do here at our company, and I want you to check out. It's stamps.com. They bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. So it's a must-have for any business out there. If you're like us, so you got to send out invoices and do all that and pay bills, it keeps our flow going. When we need stamps, we print them out, and we've got them. Not only does that work and keeps you from, you know, the hassle of going to the post office, you're working, you're more efficient at your business. But on top of that, how about some savings for you or your business? You can simply use your computer. Here's how it works. So you go to stamps.com, and when you're signed up, you simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickoff or drop it off in the mailbox like we do here. It's that simple. And with stamps.com, here's the money saving. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Well, that can add up. Not to mention stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. So do what we do. Stamps.com, it's a no-brainer. Stop wasting time, go into the post office, and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Sean, my first name, S-E-A-N, you'll get a special offer that includes 4 weeks, a 4-week trial, plus free postage and the digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. So go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter in my code, my first name, Sean. That's stamps.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. All right, get a chance to read. Oh, this is good. You know, we could do this conversation too. Gerber's pinched the blank out of you. I'm a Leatherman all the way, TJ. TJ, I have Leathermans. I have the little micro Leatherman and the big one, and I like the Leatherman too. I was just trying to be inclusive of somebody who had the Gerber multi-tool. I like some Gerber knives, but I definitely on the multi-tool have been a Leatherman person. All right. Joshua, remember when Morgan Freeman said to Don Lemon, Bull S? Yes, it's a great, it's that, go back. How old is that, Joshua? Is that like 8 years old or something like that? Joshua goes on to say, Lemon changed his tone to get on Mr. Freeman's way of thinking really quickly. Shows how full of it he is. All right, let's see. Yeah, a couple more on the Morgan Freeman thing. Joe says, we're going to be trading goods and hunting for food at the end of this administration's horrific 4 years. I don't agree, Joe. I mean, it can be a fantasy, you know, go look at my bookshelf. There's enough of the Mountain Men books on my bookshelf that as a kid, that's what I thought, that'd be a good gig for me. It didn't work out. That really didn't fit into the world I was living in. Jim says, Jim in beautiful Georgetown, Alabama, you know, Sean, Don Lemon and his ilk are prime examples of the old axiom, book smart and world dumb. I choose to ignore the rantings of one who believed a jet got swallowed up by a black hole. I forgot. Oh, my gosh, Jim, money right there. I'd forgotten about that. Terry, well said. Because that's what I was talking about. It said Native Americans were murdered for the greater good. Japanese Americans were placed in concentration camps for the greater good. Those things are true. Listen, we have we've had times that the greater good has been used for evil. And listen, there are people, not everybody who says, you know, hey, Don Lemon, you know, party clown, Don Lemon, one thing. But there are plenty of people out there that are pushing for the mandates on these things that have they're not doing for it. In their heart, they believe they're absolutely doing right, trying to help people, trying to make sure people don't die, people don't lose family. I get that. Not oblivious to that. At the same time, this kind of idea that it's all about the group and not about the individual liberty out there, that is a serious erosion
of what it means to be an American.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right. Welcome back. Midday Mobile, Friday's down. Glad to have you along. I want to give you a heads up, too. So, you know, we talked about my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK and the great work they do in Mobile and Baldwin counties. He's been doing this for a couple more years than we've been doing this radio station. I'm talking about known Trey for a long time, Mobile guy. Not only is it a family business that way, it's a family. So I met his son. So we had a job to do. They met me yesterday at a big storage unit we had for this radio station that we're done with. The way I've been talking about on there with you, if you're paying on the storage unit, you don't even know what's in there. Let it go. Quit paying that every month. Use 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get it emptied out. And so not only the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck show up and everybody professional, but Trey's son, part of the crew working there. And good to meet him yesterday as well. And they did fantastic work on the storage unit because it was the stuff in there and then possibly like, 15 years of mess in there as well. Not only did they move the junk, they left it spotless and swept it out, which keeps me in good graces with the storage place and getting deposits back. So listen, if it could be something big in your backyard or a house you're getting ready to sell or a storage unit or something at your office, you have junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And check them out. Family business and a big national company, but a family business running it. It's my buddy Trey. So check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online, just 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's real easy to make that appointment. They work with you. They realize that, like, you have family and a job and things going on. So this idea of some spectrum of time that lasts days for the, nah, they find a day that works for you, window time that works for you. They make a good old fashioned appointment. They show up when they say they are, and you show them the job. They say, okay, we'll get it. And if you say yes, they get to work and get it done. So check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK and 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. And I want to shift gears here for a second here and a conversation about an event coming up this weekend. Connie Guggenbiller, who is the director of the Food Pantry at Central, is joining us now. First of all, welcome in.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. And talk about, the Food Pantry at Central. You're the director there. I get some idea from the name what you do, but what is your elevator speech? And somebody said, what do you do?
We try to procure enough food to feed 800 families every week.
Wow.
By doing that, we get a lot of food from Feeding the Gulf Coast, so we make our orders big enough to fill bags with not only non-perishable foods, but also frozen meat, vegetables, and try to give people healthy choices to eat from also.
Because people think about, okay, because we'll have food drives throughout the year.
Correct.
Which, I mean, you're telling me we're feeding 800 families a week. But we have these food drives, and most people kind of have in their mind it's canned something. But
that is true, and it can be canned something. The one thing you got to remember is when you go to get a can to donate, don't donate the stuff that you would need.
Right.
People would eat.
Right. What we usually do is take the things we have that we eat, and we take one of those, and one of those, one of those, is how we do it.
That's right.
But beyond that, you're saying that y'all are, I mean, it's not just canned stuff. I mean, you just went through a litany of other things you're getting to these families.
For instance, this coming week, they will have spaghetti sauce, canned green beans, a can of canned beef. They'll have bread. They'll have some sweets. They'll have a box of vegetables. And then they will have some sort of frozen meat. Could be pork chops, could be ground beef, could be chicken.
How do y'all get those to the families? How do you get the food to the families?
Well, we have an appointment system right now. But not only do we have an appointment system, but we don't turn anybody away. We start at 9 o'clock on Tuesday mornings with a drive-through method. We have partnered with the School of Math and Science, who's allowed us to use their parking lot as a staging ground. So we have 550 appointments, and then there and above are people that were not able to get an appointment or somehow or another found us, and we told them to come after we finish up with those appointments at 11 o'clock. Then we have partnered with United Way, who has partnered with DoorDash, who delivers to some of the senior resident places.
Oh, that makes me smile.
Yeah, so that we did Cathedral Place. We've done Dearborn Y. We will do one of the HEPA housing. And then there's another organization that picks up and delivers anywhere from 65 to 70 boxes once a month. And Colors of Love, another ministry that has chosen us to help pick up food and deliver to better than 80 families every week. So not only do we have the drive-through method, which has worked real well, but we also can get to people that are shut-ins or elderly.
And this, I mean, just listen, Connie, what you said. This is, number one, logistically, I'm going, holy cow, how do you get this done? It's like a logistics. It's a big heart with a logistics brain on it. But also, all these different folks, local folks, that are working together on this. It makes me smile.
Yes, it does me too. And we're hoping to grow our community even more because we realize that it cannot be a central Presbyterian thing. It needs to be a community-wide thing.
Right.
Because we realized once COVID started that we were only reaching the tip of the iceberg by serving about 80 families every week pre-COVID. It kept growing and growing and growing. Now we know last week alone we had 900 families that we served.
From 80 to 900. And so that is it just the outreach or that demand has grown at that level?
I think that is all. I think the demand has grown some from people not having jobs, but mm-hmm. we also have realized that if you're retired, for instance, your income may be limited to $1,200 a month.
Right.
If you're paying rent, you have some utilities, you have medicine,
there's not much left. You're right.
So it's not just people that were due to COVID. I think we're just reaching the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I mean, we talk on the show about inflationary issues and people like, you see what the milk cost or the bread cost or whatever. And you're on that fixed income. You have that $1,200. Those moving by a dollar or two is huge.
It is huge. It is huge. And even if they do get some food stamps, very rarely is it going to last them all month. And there's a lot of people who will say, I don't get my stamps until the 19th. Is it okay if I come this week? And so many people pick up for other families. So it's not solitary, single families that come through our line. They'll be picking up for neighbors that maybe cannot get out.
So let's talk about how to help out. And I want to talk more about what y'all do. But y'all have an event coming up tomorrow.
That is correct.
And where is it? What y'all doing?
It's at 1260 Dolphin Street. And it's a free event, but it is going to be a fundraiser for the food pantry.
And that's in y'all's parking lot, right?
It is in our parking lot. That's right. There's supposed to be a couple of food trucks there, a vegan one, and then the Greek Gals Yummies.
Oh, yeah.
And then we will have some canned beer, or we'll have beer and wine for sale for donations. We can't sell it.
Right. Welcome to Alabama. Yes. We'll make
Yes, make a donation. And then we'll have music from canned tuna.
Okay.
Or smoked tuna.
Smoked tuna. Seth, I'm going to start calling y'all canned tuna because that's more fun.
Let's make it right. Smoked tuna.
Yeah. So you got live music, you got food trucks, you got libations going on here, and this is all helping out the food pantry at Central.
It certainly is. Parking space is there, so everything's in one spot.
Okay. So if we're going to show up tomorrow, show up there, do we have to have a ticket to get in, or do we make the donation at the
Donation at the door.
Okay.
No pre-sales, no tickets.
Okay.
Bring you a chair so you can listen to the music. And then just as we go through the evening, there'll be ways to donate to us. We'll be telling you more about that when you get there.
Okay.
Of course, if you do want to donate anyway, there's always ways.
That's what I was fixing to ask you. So, because a lot of times somebody will hear something and go, oh, heck, I got, we got dinner with so-and-so tomorrow night. I can't be there, but I want to help out.
Right.
Okay, so how do they do that?
Well, you can always, old-fashioned way, mail a check to Central Presbyterian at 1260 Dolphin Street.
Okay, we'll keep that address here, y'all.
If you put food pantry on the Who's It To line, or if you make it out to Central Presbyterian's food pantry, either way, 100% of that goes to the food pantry.
Good.
Okay? You can do PayPal, you can do Venmo. There's several different ways. And
so if they go on those, do they just need to look for the food pantry at Central?
They go on the food pantry site at the food pantry site on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find it. Instagram, they'll find it.
All right. And so this starts at what time tomorrow night?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So get your other stuff done during the day. Go enjoy this. Family friendly?
Family friendly, and there's
even
a little
with my
playground.
Kids?
Oh, yeah, there's a little playground right adjacent to it, and it's going to be totally family friendly.
Good deal, because I got to haul them if I come. They're coming. So
that's right.
Coming with us. Okay, this is really interesting to me, the amount of families y'all are serving week to week, because I think we get in a habit, we that are outside of doing what you do. Do we think about it at Thanksgiving? Think about Christmas. Right. We think about, right? I mean, that's when we've had food drives. You're thinking about those other folks. But, gosh, it's not that they just need food on Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we missed 1 week at Labor Day because we fill all the bags on Mondays. And so it wasn't fair to the volunteers to come in on Labor Day and fill the bags. So we took off on the 7th.
Okay.
I think that's why we had such a large week last week, is because people, you know, were not able to come on the 7th.
What about working with, if somebody's in the food business that's listening to us right now? Do y'all work with them as well?
We do. And I'll tell you, Save a Lot down Dauphin Island Parkway has been really wonderful.
Good for them.
Letting us, at one time, Feeding the Gulf Coast was having a hard time getting canned vegetables, different things we felt were necessary. And Save a Lot worked with us, gave us the best prices that we could get to buy that large amount to give to 800 families. Because truly, I don't want to give to one if I can't give to the others.
Right.
So, grocery stores, you know, we would love to be able to pick up anything. I know Feeding the Gulf Coast already picks up some stuff. But there's a lot of things, like things that you think of that are out of date, really are good for 2 years. So when you go through and you got somebody that's just a stickler for those dates, mm-hmm. you know, send them our way.
Very good. So once again, the event coming up tomorrow evening, that starts at
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. But if somebody can't make it, they can go to your social media pages or just mail you a check the old-fashioned way.
That's correct. They can call us. 251-432-0591. I answer that phone also, or return phone calls from it. So I'm more than happy to help people out with any information they need.
Connie, thank you for what y'all are doing in the community, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.
And when you hear the kid, you hear the loud children, that'll be me coming in with the right.
Thank you.
Director of the Food Pantry at Central, Connie Guggenbiller, our guest. Coming right back, Amanda Summerlin from Taylor Martino joining us here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And good to see my friend Amanda Summerlin from Taylor Martino back in studio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Good to see you as well.
And it's always interesting, the conversations we have. I mean, you've been in here talking about the different hernia mesh first with us, and walk through some of the cases we've talked about.
Yeah, Sean, I know we've talked several times. Like you said, we've talked about hernia mesh. That litigation's been going on for a couple of years. We had a trial going on right now. So, you know, there's a lot of people affected by hernia mesh. We've also talked about paraquat, you know, which is a dangerous herbicide.
But, you know, I got people after we talked last time that said, y'all just triggered something in my mind. We talked about the shape of the bottle or something like that. They said, yeah, we were using this stuff years ago.
Yeah, paraquat's been around since, you know, the 1960s, so still used today.
But I'm looking at some documents here we're going to talk about today. Those issues do affect different people, different families. But when I saw this, I said, CPAP, like, we all either somebody has used CPAP. This is everywhere. CPAP machines, I think, I don't know that there's anybody who doesn't know somebody or is somebody that's used a CPAP machine.
I think you're exactly right, Sean. You know, and we're going to talk about these CPAP machines and the recent recall. And just from what I've seen, I think this recall is affecting 2 to 3 million people nationwide.
Wow. So this recall is on which CPAP machine?
This is the Philips Dream machine. And the FDA issued this recall the end of June.
Okay, so somebody needs to check a Philips CPAP machine, and you said Dream machine specific. Are there different models? I mean, I don't know that part of it. Is there?
There are different models, and they're all listed on the U.S. FDA website, but it is the Philips Respironics BiPAP and CPAP ventilators. And so, you know, when we say ventilator, that is the CPAP and the BiPAP machines.
Okay. And the somebody's checking like a date made on this. When are these manufactured, before or after what date?
You know, there's really not a certain date right now. Okay. As far as that recall. We're definitely going back, you know, several years here. Right now, I'd say the last 10 years or so. And, you know, you should look at the serial number that's on the back of the machine. Okay. and check that model number also.
Okay. So, and I got to ask you this question. I may not have the right terminology, but okay, in my way. What's it doing to people, Amanda? Like, I mean, you know, like what?
So the CPAP, you know, it's used to treat the breathing disorder, right, you know, that people have. And so there's pieces of that foam that they've determined may contain a carcinogen. So pieces of that foam can break off and actually enter the human body and cause a person to have an increased risk of cancer. They could have organ damage. You know, this is a new litigation. So we're starting to look at the different conditions that individuals have suffered, but the main one that we're linking to the CPAP machine right now is cancer.
Wow. So this is something that somebody's trying to treat a medical condition with a CPAP machine, a breathing machine, and this is showing that there's carcinogens that are being put into the body through using this medical device.
Yes, the foam that is on the device. And I've talked to some people lately, and actually, you know, we've got some clients that have been using the machine. It is one of the recalled machines, and they have developed cancer.
Wow. So you are actually, if this, you would be ingesting, inhaling the carcinogen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of people who have a eyebrow up on this one right now. So once again, this is a Philips CPAP machine, right?
That's right, Sean.
Now, process here. You said serial number and all that. When do we get in touch with you? Can they do that? Can they just say, hey, this and this? I have somebody in the family that has developed cancer. By the way, they had a Philips machine, and then call y'all if they don't have all the dates or serial numbers or all that yet?
That's right, Sean. It's just as simple as that. You know, if they've been using the Philips Dream Machine that's been recalled and developed cancer, or a serious organ injury such as kidney or heart failure that could be linked to that, that's what that we're still working to develop the organ injury aspect of the case. But like I said, we've linked up the cancer aspect. So this is ongoing.
Yeah, this is why this is important for you to bring things up like this, because I'm gonna be frank with you. If somebody in the family had developed cancer or these organ failures, the CPAP machine would not be where I would look for, right? I wouldn't think about that.
That's right.
Wow. All right. So this is, I think there's a lot of people got some thinking to do here on this. So once again, if they want to get in touch with you, talk about this, get you to kind of guide them through this, what do they do? Just reach out to you directly at Taylor Martino, or?
Yes, Sean. They can go to our website, taylormartino.com, or they can call the office directly, the 433-3131. And, you know, this is the polyester-based material that's on the CPAP machine breaking down. So the chemicals in that foam that are ingested can cause cancer. And this was, you know, this recall was issued by the FDA. So it's not something, you know, that we you know, determined on our own. So
right.
we're looking into this since it has been recalled for many, many users.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to, like, y'all look at what the FDA puts out, but there's probably plenty of these machines out there. People don't look at the FDA advisories.
Oh, that's right. And that's why, you know, I'm here talking to you today. Yeah. to make people aware of this product that was recalled June 30th. So
I appreciate you giving us a heads up on this, and thanks for coming back in.
Yeah, great to see you, Sean. Thanks.
All right, Amanda Summerlin with Taylor Martino.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.